good afternoon to all of us here. I rejoice with all of you in the ordination of Bishop Clement Chiu, now he's Reverend Clement Chiu.
我与大家一同感到欢心，因为我们的周传道被安立了，现在成为周牧师。
As we all realize, it is not easy in the work of the ministry, but the Lord has called us.
大家也知道，神召呼我们来做主的工事，的确非常不容易的。
And I rejoice with all of you because He has done a lot of hard work.
我与你们一同感到欢心，因为周牧师做了许多，付出了许多的努力。
And I believe you'll continue to labor, and my desire is that all of us should continue to uphold Him in prayer.
相信他会在我们当中继续的侍奉主。那么我的渴望就是大家能够为他祷告。Prayer
is a very important aspect of each one of our lives.
祷告在我们生命中是非常重要的。Because
it is a way in which we relate and cry out to God.
因为唯有通过祷告，我们向神呼求。It's
like our Heavenly Father is so happy when He hears the voice of His children.
我们的天父也非常喜悦，听到他的孩子的声音。And
every parent would love their children to communicate and relate to them.
每一个做父母的都希望孩子与他们沟通。And
today we want to see the prayer life of Jesus.
今天我们要看到主耶稣基督的祷告。Now
we read in verse 35 of what exactly it was our life experience.
刚才我们在马可福音第一章第35节有读到，次日早晨，天未亮的时候，耶稣起来到旷野地方去，在那里祷告。Jesus
resorted to God early in the morning.
主耶稣基督一大早就起来去祷告。And
here we realize the Lord woke up early. The first thing He sought was to cry out to the Father.
耶稣一大早天未亮就起来，第一件事就是寻求神的面。How
many of us are early riser?
我们当中有多少人是很早起身的呢？
Oh, today is Sunday, let me sleep a bit because I don't have to rush for the bus and my service in the afternoon.
今天是星期天，让我睡迟一点，因为我不需要赶公车，那么我们的崇拜也是在下午。
I'm actually deeply impressed by my mother-in-law, although she's not illiterate.
我的岳母虽然不识字，但是非常令我刮目相看。She
only listened to God's word, she cannot read.
她不会阅读文字，但是她是通过听来听神的话语。
But one thing she does was, early morning, there must be a time of prayer.
但是她每一个早上都要做的就是向神祷告。And
when I read this, I always think of her.
当我读到耶稣一大早起来祷告，我就想到我的岳母。And
sometimes when I think of her because of my busyness, I say, "Hey, look, I'm a pastor. What am I doing?"
当我想到我的岳母的祷告生活，我就看自己说我是一个牧师，我非常忙碌。但我有没有做到像他这样呢？
Sometimes our minds are so divided.
使我们的脑袋对许多东西充满了。
We just say a quick prayer, and that's all.
我们就快快地祷告，然后去进行我们要做的工作。Really,
it was rising a great deal while before the day. It was just daybreak.
但是主耶稣基督是在天未亮的时候就起来祷告了。The
moment He got up, He cleared Himself, and that was it. It was time to cry out to God.
那么他第一件事，天未亮起来，就是向神呼求。
He departed into a solitary place.
他去到一个没有人的地方。So
our Lord was aware of His need, you know, to depend upon God, to look to the Heavenly Father really early in the morning, start His day.
主非常清楚知道自己的需要，他要一大早就来寻求神的面，来依靠神。It
was to commune with the Father.
他要向天父呼求。In
fact, the Old Testament teaching was very clear on this aspect of the ministry.
在旧约也教导了我们这个道理。
You see, you want to see the men after God's own heart.
我们要看那些合神心意的人。
David.
大卫.
Okay, I just ask our sister to read Psalm 5, verse 3.
请大家看到诗篇第五篇第三节。 诗篇第五篇第三节。
Psalm 5:3.
诗篇第五篇第三节。
Okay, our sister will read for us.
耶和华，早晨你必听我的声音，早晨我必向你陈明我的心意，并要警醒。
Yes, who do we look up to? Early in the morning, the man of God, after God's own heart, will look to God.
大卫是个合神心意的人，这里圣经记载了他每早晨都向神陈明他的心意。
Do we?
我们是否效法他呢？
Proverbs chapter 8 verse 17. Proverbs 8:17.
在箴言第八章第十七节。 箴言第八章，箴言在诗篇，后面的那一卷书，箴言第八章第十七节。爱我的，我也爱他；恳切寻求我的，必寻得见。Yes,
you love God, you call upon Him.
对了，你如果爱主，你必会恳切的去寻求他。
How many mothers or fathers are happy when their little baby or their little daughter or son wake up in the morning and then the first thing they find is what? Where's mommy? Where's daddy?
我们当中有多少做爸爸妈妈的孩子一大早就来找我们会感到很高兴呢?
And sometimes before mommy or daddy awake, the little kid will just jump onto the bed.
有时甚至父母还没有起身，小孩就爬上他们的床了。
And mama 抱抱。
然后需要妈妈来拥抱他。
Daddy carry me.
他也或许他需要爸爸来抱他。
And that is the picture that we get of those who really seek after God.
这样的一个画面就让我们明白了，我们做神的子女如何要来恳切的寻求他。
Yeah. And here is very clear. We can see the man after God's own heart, David.
这里我们很清楚看到这个合神心意的人大卫如何的祷告。
We can see here Solomon, the writer of Proverbs, also talking about seeking after God.
我们也看到写箴言的所罗门王如何的要说要来恳切的寻求神。So
the godly and the wise.
他们是敬虔的，也是有智慧的。Who
look to God to guide them in life very early in the morning.
他们会一大早就来仰望神，好让神引导他们当走的路。And
so early in the morning, put away everything to God.
所以我们应当一大早撇下所有的一切来寻求神的面。
Our Lord was aware of seeking after God.
我们的主耶稣很清楚知道寻求神的重要性。
So, our Lord also looked to the teachings of Holy Scriptures in David's example, in Solomon's example, and he obeyed and carried out God's word in his life.
主耶稣也看到旧约如何教导我们，从大卫、从所罗门王身上看到如何的祷告。主耶稣在他生命中也是这样做的。Secondly,
we see Jesus' prayer life was one where he separates from the world.
我们也看到耶稣在祷告的时候，他就远离世人。He
didn't want the hustle and bustle of life to clog up his life.
他不要这个世界的一些忙忙碌碌的一切来干扰他。
And he wants a place of quiet.
他要去到一个很安静的地方,
to be alone with God.
他要独自的向神祷告。
So also it gives us, he went to a solitary place.
这里看到我们,他去到一个没有人的地方。
So that his whole mind, his whole heart can be set upon God.
好让他整个心怀意念可以放在神那里。
So we also cannot afford, you know, to do our quiet time. We're so busy, some people cannot work. And when they want to work or want to do anything or want to think of anything, they need music and all kinds of things. No, just retire to a normal place and spend time.
所以当我们在祷告做灵修的时候，我们也应当去到一个没有人干扰我们的地方，不像有些人一面工作一面还听音乐。
That's why our time with God is what you call, do you do your quiet time?
所以我们与神之间的那个灵修的时间呢，张英语就称为是宁静的时间。
And I like us actually to set aside, whether it's a corner table, whether you're facing the window,or whether you're just sitting by the side and spending time.
我们希望自己可以找到一个这样安静的地方，无论是在屋子的一个角落，或者面对的窗口，能够有一个地方好让我们独自的与神沟通。
If we ask ourselves, if Jesus, the Son of God, set his priority to commune with the Father, how much more we, who are the children of God, should follow his example?
我们看到主耶稣基督是神子，他如何的把放在与神沟通为最优先的一件事，我们做人的和也更加应该来这么做。
You realize Jesus, first thing, sought God early. Second thing, it was a place of quiet. Why?
那么主耶稣基督天未亮一大早就来寻求神，并且在一个无人安静的地方这么做。为什么他要这样做呢？
Because if it's not early in the morning, then the cares and the concerns of our day will catch up on us.
因为如果不是一大早，我们就可能为这生活很琐碎的事烦扰了。
Those of you who are on projects, this office has to give a report, afternoon meeting. There's a deadline for me. Tomorrow afternoon, I must submit this, and then this and that.And then my mother asked me to go and buy this, and I have to go shopping here. Can you imagine? All things come.
我们每一天都有很多事情干扰我们。我们有一些工作我们要完成，有一些东西家里需要东西我们要去购买，等等非常多的东西。
So, can I impress you on these two facts?
所以是否让大家留下一个很深刻强调这两点的重要性，就是要天未亮就来祷告，并且在一个安静的地方祷告。
Seek the Lord.
我们要一大清早就寻求神的面。
Seek the Lord without distraction.
不要有任何东西来干扰我们，当我们在寻求神的面的时候。
Find a quiet place to read your Bible, to pray, and to commit our day unto the Lord.
找一个安静的地方来祷告、读经，并且与神有同在的时间。
Yeah. Secondly, if we read here, Jesus' prayer life, Jesus' heart for mission. This is found in 36 to 38.
我们可以在第36到第38节看到主耶稣基督对待传福音的心是怎么样的。
Well, here in 36 and 37, Sister read for us.
我们来看马可福音第一章36到37节。西门和同伴追了他去，遇见了就对他说，众人都找你。
Well, Simon and the other disciples, I believe, Andrew, James and John, they went searching for the Lord because they couldn't find him. Oh, he was sleeping here, what happened? He disappeared to pray.
那么西门和同伴呢，可能就是安德烈和约翰都去找了主。因为他们找不着他，就问他，就告诉他，众人都找你。
So upon finding Jesus, he said, "Hey, all, what are you doing here? You know, people are looking after you, coming after to look for you."
他们找着了主，就对他说，众人都找你。
But here we see it's so easy for Jesus to continue his ministry at Capernaum, and heal the sick and all that.
我们知道主很容易的可以继续留在加百农来做他的工，来治愈治好那些患病的。
But you see, in verse 38, what happened to the Lord?
但是在38节，主怎么说呢？耶稣对他们说，我们可以往别处去，到邻近的乡村，我也好在那里传道，因为我是为这事出来的。
Yes, the Lord ministers at one place, and he carried on.
那对了，主在一个地方传道，然后他会继续的去另外一个地方来传道。
He doesn't say, "I'm so comfortable, you know, let me just talk to the people and all that."
他并没有说我留在这个地方非常的舒服，我可以继续留在这里与这些人传道。
So we got to reach out to others as well.
所以我们应该效法主，也继续的把福音传开。
So let us go to the next town.Then we'll preach there also.
我们应该效法主去到邻近的乡村，然后在那里也传道。
So our Savior was mission-minded.
所以我们的救主是非常以传道为生命的中心的。
That's why he was concerned to go into all the world and preach the gospel.
所以他也要我们去到世界的地极，把福音传开。
Our Lord was faithful in his calling, in his mission.To preach the gospel to a lost world.
主对呼召他要去传福音的这件事情上是非常忠心的。
It's so easy as a church and as a people that we are comfortable in our own sphere.
那么作为一个教会或者我们个人本身，我们很容易的就留在某一个地方停止不动，然后觉得很舒服。
We ought to go out.
但是不应该这样做，我们应该去把福音传开的。
We do our work, we do tracting work, we do whatever it is that the Lord will need us to do.
无论是我们去分传单，或者去把福音传开，这些都是主要我们做的工。
And I believe Tabernacle has fulfilled that to a great extent, and I'm very encouraged. You know, you minister the old folks home, minister to your own people, you go out evangelism. Every now and then, you have a gospel meeting.I believe that is such a wonderful thing.
我相信帐幕堂在很大部分都有做到这一点。我们有我们传福音的工作，无论是去老人院去分发单张，或者我们有我们的布道会。
So having said that, what more must I say?
我说了这些，我还需要说什么呢？
Are any of us taking part in whatever the church is doing?
我们是否有参与这些教会传福音的工作呢？
Have we given our time also to do this work?
我们是否花时间来参加这些事工呢？
Yes, but I believe the Chinese service also have your outreach work.
我相信你们中文部也有你们做传福音的工作。
And then those who are bilingual can always involve in the English service as well.
那些懂得英语的也可以参与英文部的传福音的工作。
And I believe the English section can also come and help the Chinese section in all your works.
我相信英文部的弟兄姐妹也可以过来华文部帮忙。
And so we must have the heart of a Savior to be missionary.
所以我们要有这样的心智，要效法我们的主，要把福音传开。
And here in verse 39 to 45, we have Jesus' message and miracles.
那么39到45节，我们看到主所要传扬的信息，还有他所行的神迹。
And here in verse 39, we realize the work of our Lord as stated in 39.
我们看到在39节，主所做的工，他一是在加利利全地进了会堂，传道赶鬼。
So here in a very short statement, we see that he preached in the synagogue. He went to the place.Just like the Apostle Paul, remember, when he did the outreach work, he will always start with a group of people who desires God, and he will go to the synagogue. Remember? In Acts, and then he will go to the riverside where the women gathered and all that, you know? So those who are seeking, will tell them the truth.
那我们在39节看到主首先进了会堂，那么在那里传道，同样的使徒保罗在使徒行传也记载了给我们知道，使徒保罗很多时候去到一个地方，他会先去到会堂，在那里传道，或者去到河边妇女聚集的地方，在那里把福音传开。
And here we know that the gospel message was coupled with a confirming sign of casting out devils.
我们看到主不止传道，他也赶鬼。
Of course, Mark, as you know, is a very terse kind of a writer. It justsay what is required, what was required.
我们知道马可福音在写马可福音的时候，都是选择非常简洁的句子来一语道出主所行的功。
And not only casting out devils, in verse 40, of course, a leper came to him.
主不止传道赶鬼，我们在第40节也看到 一个长大麻风的如何来求耶稣帮助他。
We see the heart of the leper in verse 40, not the way he came to Jesus.
我们知道这个长大麻风的心态，我们注意他怎么样来到主的面前。
He came to Jesus, probably he heard that Jesus could heal and believed that our Lord would do so if it so pleases him.
这个长大麻风的会来求耶稣，很可能他听到耶稣如何治好别人的病，也心里在想耶稣可能也会帮助他。
So he probably has heard, oh, these devils were cast out, and then now, you know, I believe he can heal me.
他可能听到耶稣如何的赶鬼，也心里想耶稣可能会帮他。
So he came to the right person.
他所求救的对象是对的。
And he beseeched Jesus. He was to plead before Jesus.
他来求耶稣。
And he kneeled down to Jesus. He was humble. He bowed down, prostrate, flat.
并且在耶稣面前跪下来，他谦卑了自己。
And he committed himself to the Lord. He believed in Jesus.
并且把自己完全交托给主，他完全相信了耶稣。
Because his words confirm it. If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. That was his confidence.
他的话让我们知道他是充满信心的，因为他说，你若肯，必能叫我洁净了。
So it was clearly a submissive heart of faith.
所以我们看到这长大麻风的心呢，是一个顺服的心，并且有信心的。
And we realize this, when anyone comes to the Lord, you and I, we must come in faith.
所以我们若来主面前求，我们应当带着信心这么做。
He placed his hand, he placed himself under the hand of the Lord.
这长大麻风的完完全全的就把自己交托给主了。
Jesus, if thou wilt, if thou wilt not, I will still accept it.
他长大麻风的说，主啊，你若肯，你若不肯，我也可以接受。
So let us always, when we come to the Lord, submit to Him. Lord, this is my request, this is my heart's desire, this is what I would really desire. If you can, help me to achieve it. Help me in all my ways to know that you are directing me according to your will.
所以当我们来主面前求的时候，我们应当告诉主，这是我的心思意念，这是我心里渴望的。主，你若肯的话，请你应允我，并且引导我应当走的道路。
Our heart's desire and God's will must tell you.
我们的心里所求的，并且和神的旨意必须是一致的。
Sometimes God will answer us directly. Thank God.
有时候主会直接的给我们一个答复。我们感谢主。
Someone sometimes heaven is silent.
有时候主没有给我们任何的答复。
Why? Do we still desire and pray for it?
我们还会继续的祷告仰望吗？
Maybe the Lord wants to test our patience and our submission to His will.
或许主要试验我们对他的等待的那种耐心。
Maybe the Lord doesn't want us to go that direction in life.
也或许主不要我们在生命里走这条路。
So whatever it is, well, let the Lord's will be done.
不管是怎么样，我们都要让主的旨意成全。
Have faith. Let us learn how the way we ought to approach God.
我们要有信心，我们应当学习这样的态度来求神。
And the way you come to God, the Lord Jesus knew.Saw through his heart, saw through his spirit, saw through his humility, saw through his submission to God's will. Jesus moved with compassion.
在圣经记载了这上长大麻风的来到耶稣跟前，耶稣看到他的心智，他的态度，他对神有一颗顺服的心。在41节告诉我们，耶稣动了慈心。
Yes, when the heart is touched.It moved. It will move the hand.
我主动了慈心，就伸手摸他。
This morning I just spoke, and every time I say, "What are the three H that I always say?" Anybody knows? Hearing. Okay, Second one, you hear, you understand, then what? It must touch the heart. Right? Convict, and then hand must do. Okay? So when you hear God's word, it must convict you, touch you, and then you must move your hand. Okay?
我今天早上刚刚分享了在英语的那三个 H， 首先就是要听，我们要听神的话。 听完的之后，我们的心里要有所感动，被神的话语，我们就有了一个承诺，要来做某一件事情。所以我们的手，最后那个 H 在英语里就是我们手要去动，去行神的话语。Hearing
can be one ear in, one ear out, right?
否则我们听的时候，可能一个耳朵进，一个耳朵出。Heart
can be convicted and say, "Aiyah, but not me. I don't feel like it."
我们的心可能稍微被打动了，但是我们说不是我，我不需要去做。
Hand must be.
心里被感动之后，手就要动。
Feeling, mere words will never come. Do.
我们所心里被感动，或是只是一部分，我们要去行出来。
Why is it when Jesus was moved with compassion, he put his hand and touched the leper?
因为我们看到41节，耶稣动了慈心，他就伸手摸这个长大麻风的。
Imagine a normal person, a normal Jew especially, will never touch an unclean leper.
那想象一个普通人，尤其是一个犹太人，绝对不会伸手去摸一个长大麻风的。
No, nobody would want to touch a leper because it will render that person unclean.
因为倘若一个犹太人摸了一个长大麻风的，他就成为不洁的。And
for a Jew, render unclean means you cannot go to the temple to worship God.
摸一个犹太人如果是不圣洁的，就不能去到会堂来崇拜神。And
it is until you have to go and bring an offering to the priest and do all the rites and rituals that you need to perform to purify yourself. And then you'll be declared clean.
如果一个犹太人是不洁的话，他就要把这个供物带到祭司那里来献祭，那得到洁净才可以来崇拜神。That
is provided you don't contract leprosy, okay? That's touching the person.
另外一点就是，当一个人触摸长大麻风的人时候，自己也可能中大麻风。And
we realize leprosy was considered a curse.
我们也知道，在当时候呢，长大麻风是当成是被咒诅的。
Could I heard Jesus say, "Okay, don't come near me, Okay, please be healed."
Okay, 听到主可能说你不要接近我。But
the Lord was moved with compassion.
但是圣经告诉我们，耶稣动了慈心。And
for a Jew to reach out his hand and touch the leper, what comfort you bring if I am the leper.
然后主动了慈心，他就伸手摸这个长大麻风的，对长大麻风的人来说，这是何等大的安慰！
But if we come to God just like willful sinners, unworthy, the Lord will touch us.
如果我们来到主面前，像这个大麻风的人一样，知道自己是不配的，主也会动慈心来帮助我们。So
at times we feel very unworthy. We feel very sinful. We feel we don't deserve anything from the Lord. But when we come in repentance, we want to right our lives before God. We have all our struggles, we want to commit all things to God. Will God turn us on?
有时候我们觉得自己是非常不配的，我们在一些罪上我们有许多的挣扎，但是倘若我们真的来到主面前认罪悔改，难道主不会原谅我们吗？
The Lord touches us.
主会动了慈心来伸手摸我们。And
so you see here is a very clear picture of who we are. Depraved, sinners, undone, doomed, okay, to eternal damnation in hell, in hell's fire, where the fire is never quenched, and in anguish, but yet the Lord saved us.
我们就像这长大麻风的，是无助、没有希望的，本应该去地狱被火永远烧死的。但是主动了慈心，却拯救了我们。And
are we not thankful?
难道我们不应该拥有一颗感恩的心吗？
As soon, right? the Lord Jesus Christ not only put forth his hand, touched him and said, I will be thou clean.
41节告诉我们主不止动了慈心伸手摸他并且说我肯你洁净了吧。
And as soon as the Lord spoke the word, immediately the leprosy departed from him and he was cleansed.
主说了这句话呢，大麻风就及时离开这个人，他就洁净了。How
powerful that was.
主的话语是有何等大的权柄。
But we notice here in verse 43, our sister will write.
在第43节，我们注意到耶稣严严地嘱咐他，就打发他走。
Verse 44 as well.
对他说，第44节，对他说，你要谨慎。 什么话都不可告诉人，只要去把身体给祭司查看，又因为你洁净了献上摩西所吩咐的礼物，对众人做证据。
So the Lord sent him away. The Lord charged him.
主严严地嘱咐他，就打发他走。
Yeah. It was a very clear instruction to this leper.
主给他的指示是非常清楚的。
Strictly charging means strictly. See thou say nothing to any man. Verse 44.
主告诉他你要谨慎，什么话都不可告诉人。
Why?
为什么呢？
Well, whatever he needs to do, he needs to do. You don't have to blow the whole thing to everybody.
就是说他所应当做的事，他去做，不需要到处把这件事情传开。
That's why the Lord says, no need. No need to publicize this. Go your way, show yourself to the priest, do whatever offering and cleansing as laid out by the law of Moses, right? Deuteronomy and Levitical law for a testimony unto them, meaning to testify that now I'm no more a leper.
主告诉他，你只要去把身体给祭司查看，因为你洁净了，就献上摩西所吩咐的礼物。 为众人做证据就足够了，不需要到处去传扬这件事。
Hey, but this faithful man disobeyed Jesus.
但是这个人却没有听从主的话。
He was so miraculously healed, but he went out and began to what? Publish it much.
他因为得到这神迹式的捷径，他出去了就说了许多话，把这件事情传扬开了。
There is so much joy in his heart.
因为他心里充满了很大的喜乐。
He has experienced deliverance from leprosy, the living death, according to the Jews.
他体验到了他如何能够从大麻风这样被洁净，因为对犹太人来说，长大麻风就好像活死人一样。
And we know, being human, it shows that we are susceptible to follow our own feelings. Right?
有时候因为我们是人，有时候就跟随自己的情绪。
You are so full of joy, you just can't contain it. You must tell somebody, you know, the Lord healed me. This is what I was like this, like this, like this. And when I went to the Lord, He healed me.
这个长大麻风得洁净的人，因为充满了喜乐，就把这件事情传开，告诉众人他以前是怎么样的，主如何使他痊愈。
But the Lord Jesus realized He could not contain the joy of being delivered from the living death of leprosy.
这个人因为曾经中大麻风，现在得到痊愈，他充满了喜乐，不能把这件事情不说出来。
Of course, the Lord did not go down and say, now you are dumb. Then he became dumb.
但是主并没有去告诉他，因为你把这件事情传开，你变成哑巴，并没有这样做。
Yeah, since you disobey me, you now no more leprosy, but you are dumb.
主并没有说，因为你没有听从我的话，你虽然没有长大麻风，但是现在你要变哑巴了。
Yeah. The Lord understands us.
主明白这个人的心态。
Have you ever prayed for something and when I want to pass my exam, and when I pass my exam, you go and celebrate with your friends. You are so happy, right? You forget even to thank God. Until 3 days later, you scratch your head. Ayah, you forget to thank God.
有时候我们为一件事情祷告，比如学生为了考试而祷告，得到好成绩，却忘记来感谢神。
These things happen.
有时候这样的事情会发生。
But the Lord understands our heart.
主明白我们的心。
And when the Lord heals us, of course, we rejoice. We cannot contain. We want to testify for Him.
当主使我们从病中得到痊愈的时候，我们会有许多喜乐，并且很愿意来为他做见证。
Today, the Lord has delivered us, each one of us, right? When we turn from the world, we turn from idolatry, we turn from our sinfulness, and by grace we come to know the Lord.
今天我们每一个人都蒙到很大的恩典，我们离开了罪，离开了以前的拜偶像，来跟随主。
Have we forgotten to testify for the Lord?
我们是否忘记去为主做见证呢？
This leper only healed of his disease, he will of course ultimately die, of course he will go to heaven. Then we are, what will we be? Right? We were doomed to hell, but the Lord saved us. How much more? Life eternal, not just a disease.
这个长大麻风的只是患了某一种病，当时主使他痊愈的时候，他就迫不及待地把这件事情传扬。反而我们是蒙大很大的救恩，我们脱离了死罪，不需要去到地狱，反而有 永远的生命在天堂。我们是否有更加的愿意把为主做见证呢？
So the Lord saw heart of this leper. He came to him in humble way. He was here. He could not contain the joy.So he understands.
主明白了这个长大麻风的如何来求他，并且主使他痊愈。他充满了喜乐，就把这件事情传开了。虽然主嘱咐他不可以这样做。
What can we learn today as we conclude?
我们来结束之前，可以看一下我们今天所学习到的功课。
Because of the leper declaring and his testimony.Everybody, right? Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but he was driven out into a desert place, and they came to him from every quarter.
我们从第四十五节可以看到，因为这长大麻风的把事情传扬了，耶稣以后不得在明明的进城，只好在外边旷野地方，人从各处都救了他来。
We thank God, right? Because of.Although he disobeyed the Lord, he actually brought a whole lot of people to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这个人虽然没有照主所嘱咐他的事情去做，他把主如何使他痊愈的事情传扬，直到许多的人都来救耶稣。
Yeah. So the multitude gathered to hear him. No need Jesus to advertise or anything like that, you know, or to teach any other. Everybody crowded because.Of this leper's testimony.
就因为这个长大麻风的见证呢，使到许多人都来听耶稣讲道。
And so the Lord can use even one who was rejected in society, ostracized by everybody. When he walks around, he say, unclean, unclean, that everybody will run away. But yet, he could be used.
我们可以看到主如何可以使用一个人，即使是长大麻风的，因为长大麻风的人走在街上呢，必须一直说不洁净，不洁净，并且众人都会避开他。
And they live on the outskirts of town. They would live in amongst the grave and all these kind of things. They are not supposed to be in. They are very poor.
这些长大麻风的不能住在家里，只能住在城外，很多时候是在坟墓那里居住的。这样的一个人，神都能使用他。
And how?When he came to the Lord, he got healed, he declared his testimony, and he drew a lot of people to come and hear the Lord Jesus Christ.
这样的一个人，他来到主跟前，主使他痊愈。他把事情传扬以后呢，就有许多人来听耶稣讲道。
And here, as you can see, how the Lord Jesus Christ, when he committed his life to the Lord early in the morning, in a solitude of a place where he set apart,And when he prayed, the Lord worked. The Lord God led him.
我们可以看到主如何天未亮的时候就来祷告父神，并且在一个安静的地方来祷告。那么在那一天，我们看到父神如何的带领他。
So for Jesus' example, two things. Time, early in the morning, not clouded by anything. Place, quiet, not disturbed by anything. Start the day with the Lord.
我们要学习效法耶稣的榜样，每一天开始都要与神亲近。
we need to let God take charge of our lives, committing it to Him every morning.
我们需要主来掌管我们的生命，在每一天早晨来恳切寻求他，好让他来带领我们那一天的生活。
So our Lord was also not distracted. Capernaum, He says, let's cross over, let us go over and spread the gospel to more people.
主原本在加百农，但是愿意去到别的邻村来把福音传开。
And then, of course, the power is seen.Confirm the gospel through the healing of those who are demon possessed and also for the deliverance of this one humble leper whom God could use, that Christ can minister the gospel to more.
我们可以看到福音是充满着大能的，耶稣借着传道也赶鬼，并且治好了一个大麻风的病。
I believe there are many lessons that we can learn. Maybe you want to read through again the text, recount what we have heard today, and apply it to our lives.
我相信今天从这堂讲道，我们都可以学习到很多功课。我们可以再把这篇经文再读一遍，来思考我们所应当学习到的。
Let us pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the example of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你主耶稣基督的榜样。
How in going through the work of the ministry, he sought thee first in prayer.
他怎么样在每天他的事工上，首先要来寻求你的面。
So Lord, help us to likewise commit ourselves unto thee in the same manner as our Savior.
帮助我们效法我们的救主耶稣，也是一大早就来寻求你的面。
Help us also to do the work of the ministry.In going forth, Lord, to minister the gospel to one and all.
也帮助我们愿意把这个福音传开。
And this is the heart of our Savior as well.
这是我们主的心志。
That we, through the gospel, have been drawn unto grace and salvation.
因为我们原本也是通过福音能够得到救恩的。
Freely we have received grace, freely we should.And minister grace as well.
因为这福音是白白赐给我们的，也帮助我们很愿意的积极去把福音传开。
And thank thee for the way in which this incident of the leper, the many lessons that is taught to us.
我们也感谢你通过这大麻风得到痊大麻风的人得到痊愈，我们如何学习到在生命中的功课。
And how God can use this humble man to draw many to hear the Lord Jesus.
你如何用了这么一个卑微的人来使到其他的人都来听耶稣讲道
May God likewise use us in whatever situation and position in life to draw others unto thee.
我们也祷告主你会愿意的用我们不管我们在任何的岗位上都能够使到人愿意的来听你的话语
Minister to us we pray in Jesus name.
我们求主你与我们说话，我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen.